This is Eva Cox and the latest contribution to making a truly civil society. This is a fairly radical one, but it follows up on what Julie was saying last week, which is the whole sort of issue about what's gross domestic product. We hear a lot about gross domestic product. I keep saying that when you think about it, A, it's gross because it counts only those things that we've transacted financially on. B, it's not domestic. It leaves out all of the stuff from domestic. And C, it actually is not productive because you have things in gross domestic product which are unproductive, things like bushfires, oil spills, all those things that actually cost a large amount of money to fix. They're all in there, so they're not things that we really want to measure. And yet it really leaves out all the unpaid work, all of the other things we do, all of the subsistence farming, all of those things that allow us to sort of stay outside the formal economy. It's a measure of economic activity. And if you think about what makes a truly civil society, most of it is made by what we don't do for pay. It's made by families. It's made about communities. It's made about relationships. It's about our communication with each other. It's about things like ethics. It's about doing the right thing. It's about creating a good society that we all want to be part of. And yet most of the things that we do for that, which is our relationships, our care for others, all of those things that we do informally are not counted. And when you think about that, that's really fairly grim because it's those things that hold a society together and make societies worthwhile and make them, let's face it, more civil. I've come to this looking at a particular issue that does interest me at the moment, the idea of a universal basic income. So I'm going to put up a completely outrageous proposal that you can think about, because I think when we really think about it, when we really think about creating good societies, we need to think about counting those things that make life worthwhile. And that's our relationships. That's who we contribute to. They're the people we care for. Their children, their family, their neighbours, their communities. None of the stuff that happens in that area unpaid gets actually measured. And yet that is what really counts for most of us. In economics, they tend to be referred to as externalities because they're not tied to money. So what if we actually went back to the idea of a universal basic income? There's estimates that we could actually increase GDP, if we want to hang on to the title, by making it less gross, more about domesticity, more about the things that really count for us, and also much more productive because we'd be measuring those things that really matter. So why don't we shift the whole argument? Because people have estimated that if we added all the unpaid work, this is a PricewaterhouseCoopers study, we could add 50% to our gross domestic product, to our new version of the gross domestic product, by adding in all of the volunteering, all of the unpaid work, all of the care work and a lot of other things. I suspect it would actually be more. But if we want 150% of our GDP, let's count it. And let's count it in a way which ties it back to really valuing its productiveness. Why don't we actually start valuing all of those things by giving people an income for the unpaid work that we do? Why don't we give every member, every person who's living here, every citizen in particular, an allowance, say, of $500 a week? It would cut out most of what we offer people already in terms of social welfare, but it would be not means-tested, but taxed. And it would be actually framed as a universal social dividend, part of sharing our common wealth. And it would be designed to say to citizens, we expect you to contribute to the society that you're part of. We know very many of you do, and many of those of you who don't feel you don't have time because you're working long hours to earn enough money. We have a gap particularly in female pay, because female pay very often is based on feminized jobs like childcare, like nursing, like teaching, like cleaning, and various other things, housework, all of those things, contributions to the community, helping our neighbours, doing all of that stuff, which is very largely done by women. So we could fix the gender pay gap. which is about 14%, and hasn't really shifted over the last 30 or 40 years, despite the fact we've legislated for equal pay. So if everybody got that, and it was taxable, it means those people who continued working and getting high incomes would actually get very little of it. But those people who can't get enough paid work or can't get paid work at all for a whole range of reasons at least would have enough to cover some basic expenses. It would actually be a way of valuing those things that we really do value. It would encourage people to put their time in being too creative, because people who do creative work very often have very low incomes. It would be ways of inventing things. It would be ways of contributing to society at large, unpaid, doing those things that we would do for love. So I think we should really start thinking about creating some way of rewarding people for the hard work that so many of us put in, as I say, particularly women, that actually don't fit together with overwork, very long working hours and those things. We also know that shorter working hours are actually more productive than long working hours. It would be one way also of tackling the environmental stuff, because people would be encouraged to grow more of their own food, to mend things, to recycle things, and not draw so heavily on the environment. I think that this is a subject that we do need to discuss. I think we need to talk about how we reward people for contributing to society unpaid, and then we'll get a more civil society, and maybe we will also get a much fairer society as we redistribute income to those that need it most.